He's not disowned.
What's Zoom
what
though?
did you do? Oh, maybe it is always like this. Maybe I just never notice.
I don't know. But it is May now. It's May 4th, 2023. Weekend Weaves, episode 26. I'm Alonzo. Got my man Jason with me.
Yeah.
And we back. It's been a interesting week. I had a lot of catching up to do, so I watched a lot of Demon Slayer. Jason's definitely going to have to pick up the slack for me on recaps and descriptions, because everything is fading into Demon Slayer, so I watched a lot of it. But I figure we may as well talk about Demon Slayer first. You want to just...
Yeah, we could do Demon Slayer. We could do Demon Slayer first. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we could do Demon Slayer. We could do Demon Slayer first. Can you hear me?
Wait, why does this repeat?
Wait, you heard that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if my mic, because you said you heard something in the background.
Okay, you sound good now.
Okay. I didn't change nothing, but... right? I don't know. It might have been because I was chewing. I have some thing where, like, it's supposed to filter out all the noise that's not, like, voice. So if it's, like, background noise, it'll filter it out. And if I'm chewing, it'll filter out me chewing. But since I was chewing and talking at the same time, it probably was having a hard time distinguishing when I was talking and when I was chewing. But, yeah, we could do Demon Slayer first. I mean, we don't have to go in depth. We can just start from episode one, season three.
Right.
And then go to what happened now. I mean, it started off pretty fast. He woke back up. You know, he was knocked out in a coma for like 2 months. Because what happened after the, you know, Mugen Train arc. They fought Akaza in the
That was the Entertainment District.
Oh, yeah. Entertainment District. When they fought the upper, who was that? Upper Six?
Yeah.
Or was it upper? Yeah,
I
upper
think it was
six.
Upper. No. Wait. Was it upper six? Yeah, it was. It was upper six. It was.
And it was.
Because the current two are upper five and four, right?
Yeah, five through one. So, yeah, that was upper six. And they fought him with Tangen Uzi. And they ended up winning. And then they got put into comas, all of them. Well, not all of them got put into comas, but him and Tanjiro and the dude with the boar head. Zenitsu, I think they were all incapacitated, but Zenitsu woke up the quickest. He woke up the quickest, and then Tanjiro woke up last, and I forgot the other guy's name.
Inosuke.
Yeah, Inosuke woke up, like, what, a week before him? Because he came into the room, like, I woke up a week before you. And they were basically saying, like, he's immune to... medicine and poison, so like they couldn't really do anything. His body just kind of had to fix itself on his own, which is, I don't know, I think he's OP, honestly. Like
Inosuke?
yeah.
I mean, they're all kind of OP.
But he is like, bruh, he can manipulate his bone structure in his body. He's immune to poison. He's super strong. He's like an animal. He's literally like honey badger. I think they compared him to a honey badger. Honey badger don't care. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's like, I mean, call it OP, but like he's still not
he's
strong.
OP. I mean, if he gets to Hashira level, there's no reason why he shouldn't be the best based on his like just physical. Like, obviously, he might not be the most skilled, but in terms of like his body... And, like, I guess non-skill attributes, like, just him, himself.
His durability.
Yeah, his durability, his endurance, and all that other stuff is just crazy.
Okay,
crazy flexible.
That.
He's super strong. He's immune to, like, everything in terms of, like, you know, poison. So.
Yeah.
He also has a crazy sense of smell, too.
He has some heavy plot powers going.
Yeah. So I think he's crazy. He's definitely crazy. So they wake up, he trains a little bit, then he gets ready to go to the sword village because his sword broke and he has to go get a new one. But the guy he needs to get a new one from is hiding. And we find out he's actually not hiding. He's been training to try to build the greatest sword ever because he has a bad rep with all the other demon slayers. A lot of people don't like him. He usually loses clients. That's why.
Because he's so that's angry. Why.
Yeah. And he's weird. He's like, he's just weird. He's socially awkward. Like, he doesn't explain stuff. He just pops up and leaves and whatnot. But that happens. Tanjiro shows up to the sword village. They also have, like, a way of hiding it. They go to, like, they basically drop them off at 20 different places. And nobody knows where they're going. It's like a bunch of drop-offs. So nobody knows the direct location of the place. They also did, before we got to Tanjiro and him waking up and stuff, they showed all the upper demons with Muzan, because he called them because, he basically called them to let them know, like, hey, one of the upper moons died. And
these are trash.
Yeah, you guys suck. I've had you around for hundreds of years. Basically, I've tasked you with this thing for hundreds of years to find this plant I need to create this potion, which I'm pretty sure is the potion so we can live in the sun.
I'd be like a demon.
Yeah, he can just be a demon, but also the sun can't stop him, so then he'll just be invincible, basically. And they haven't found it in 100 years, and he's like, why did I even create you? You guys are useless. You do nothing for me, honestly. Which is kind of true. I don't see why he needs demons to like fight people
same
and stuff.
Thing.
Like, he could just literally be, because he lives in, like, he has a whole family and he lives in isolation anyway. And he doesn't really cause trouble. Like, yeah, you need blood to feed. But realistically, that group of people, remember the two that they found, Tanjiro found, that don't eat people, the two demons, and they did like blood transfusions and stuff. Yeah, one. Like, he could literally just do that. I don't even know if he's evil, really. I mean, I guess he's evil, but like,
I feel like he wants to kill all humans. Cause I feel like that would be the only reason he's on the offensive.
You think he wants to kill all humans? I don't think he wants to. I don't even know what his agenda is. What is his?
We don't know, but like, I see no other reason to be on the offensive and spread.
I think it really just comes down to, bro. It comes down to him and the head person, the leader of the Demon Slayer Corps. I'm pretty sure. I don't know if this is true or not. I have a hunch that they're related. I haven't seen any spoilers or anything, but I feel like they're related. Cause he was like, you brought dishonor to our family or to my family or something like that. I feel like that's his brother.
And who said that?
The head of the Demon Slayer. The dude with the burns on his forehead.
Like the current head?
Yeah. This was during the Mugen Train arc. It was at the end when he found out that they killed, or after the entertainment district when they killed the Upper Moon, he was like, we're finally winning, or this is a bright spot. You brought so much dishonor to my family.
I don't know if they're related person. Just because, the only reason I say that is just because I know that the current head of the Demon Slayer Corps, there's like a long line of them. Unless they're all related.
I'm sticking to my hunch. You think they're all related? All the head demon slayers or head the bosses are all related? Like, they're a family? They're all related?
I could see that. Because I don't know. I feel like yes. Just because I don't see any other criteria for you to be like the head of the Demon Slayer Corps. Cause,
I mean,
like,
you got to be that guy. I'm assuming. I'm pretty sure one of the Hashiras, if he dies, one of the top Hashiras gets selected. Because he doesn't have any family. Well,
you think that guy was a Hashira at some point?
You don't think so? What do you think?
I don't think so.
You think he can't fight?
I don't think he can fight at all. I think he's just...
I'm pretty sure he got those scars from fighting Muzan.
No, I think he's sick.
Oh my God. I'm gonna look
no,
this
remember,
up.
Look. No, look. Because don't spoil yourself. But there have been parts in the show where they've shown his like sickness, like progression. Like he used to have less
coughing,
lines.
Blood and stuff. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that happened from him fighting Muzan. I don't think he's just sick.
I don't know.
I think it happened from a battle.
His life.
You really think he's never fought? Are
I
you
feel
serious?
Like he comes from a long line of Demon Slayer core masters. Like, I don't think fought anybody.
So you think the head person in charge of the Demon Slayers can't fight or wasn't like him in the past?
I don't think so.
That's really crazy to me.
I don't get that vibe for him at all.
I just feel like, how can you be the leader if you can't kill nothing? Like, you're useless. If you were to die,
they all respect him, right? But, like,
right,
he's like way older than them. So how are they even? And he's been sick for like so long.
That's because they all die. That's why he's way older than all the Hashiras, because they all end up dying.
That's what I'm saying. He's probably seen like 60 Hashiras at this point for as long as he's been the Demon Slayer master. Like,
I just want to look this up. I want to just look this up.
I don't think he's ever fought before.
I just want to look this up. I don't think this is a spoiler. This is not really.
There would have been a flashback or something of him fighting at some point. Like, there have been
I'm looking it up.
Of him training anybody, him picking up a sword, like anything.
I'm looking it up. Leader of the Demon Slayer Corps. What's his name? Kaguya is a brilliant leader of the Demon Slayer Corps. Ubuyashiki. Kaguya Ubuyashiki.
If there is an answer.
I'm just going to say, can he fight?
I'm
going to just say, can he fight? Can he fight?
I'm going to cough no blood,
bro. It says Kaguya Ubuyashiki has a very unique ability. He might not possess combat abilities, and yet he is respected for it. Okay.
So I'm saying he walks around with little girls all day.
He has heightened sense of foresight, crucial in avoiding casualties, and that could have
problems. He's Daredevil. He's Daredevil. He's just blind. Like, he walks around with little girls all day. He's sick. He coughs up blood. He has this a progressing disease. Like, I don't think he fights anybody.
He's lame.
They just come from a long line of Demon Slayer core leaders. I really don't think that they fight necessarily.
I'm gonna say, was he a Hashira?
There's literally nothing in the anime that points to him being a Hashira.
Yeah, but like, why? How are you the leader, and you can't fight at all?
There's plenty of people like that. Like, Joe Biden's the president, but like,
bro, that's completely different.
He wasn't in.
They have an army
in Vietnam.
That's completely different, bro.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same.
You don't gotta fight in the army to be the president. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't gotta deliver pizzas to be the CEO of Domino's. You don't gotta record podcasts to produce a podcast.
I just feel like, in order to be a leader, obviously you have to be a great leader, but I think it has to be strength and leadership. It can't just be all leadership, no strength.
I mean, that's
Canute. It just doesn't make sense to me, especially when your whole philosophy is to kill demons. What the heck? It's one thing that, like, if you're running a country, okay, you have your defense system, you have your army, and you might not be able to fight, but you're the leader. But this is, like, literally, their whole thing is to strictly kill demons. There's nothing else they do. It's like, we want to kill demons and make sure people don't get killed. It's not like they're running the country or, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're literally just a group. It's really just a random group of people that kill demons. That's really all they are.
Yeah. It's a volunteer system. They volunteer to do this.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's weird. I think he should have definitely been strong. He should have got sick from fighting Muzan or something. I think. Don't even know how he got sick, but
yeah. Like, I just feel like there's no signs that he's ever fought anybody.
There don't got to be signs. I just felt like it would just make sense for his character. You're the leader. You have all these powerful Hashiras. They respect you. I mean, obviously, you can respect somebody and they not be stronger than you. You can just respect them because, you know, what they do. But I just feel like some of the Hashiras don't seem respectful. And I feel like they would challenge his intuition.
Well, they did challenge his intuition.
One time. When they wanted to keep, he wanted to keep, what's her name? Let Tanjiro keep her. But yeah, all right. Anyway, They get to the demon. This is the Sword Village place. He finds old dude Genji, or not Genji. What's his name?
Genya, I think.
Genya, yeah, Genya, and then the other Hashira. He found two of them, actually. The one that's younger than him, and then the girl, and then Genya. And then they're talking a little bit. Nothing really happens, honestly. He's just talking about, like, I want to find my sword. Or I want to get a sword. I came here for a sword. Then the demons show up, because during that meeting, two of them, well, one of them, the one in the pot, was like, I got some info. And Muzan wasn't really feeling it. He's like, don't come to me with rumors. Like, I need legit proof. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to send you, I think it was 5 and 4. He was like, I'm going to send you to wherever you think you might find, you know, your little hint or evidence. Go there, investigate, and then come back to me. So he found the Sword Village. They pop up. They just start they don't really start causing havoc per se right away. One of them, the old one, is just sitting on top of the building, and the other dude is in the forest trying to eat people. And then the one guy, the old one, literally just walks in the room with Tanjiro, Nezuko, and the youngest Hashira.
Does he even walk? Does he kind of like crawl?
He just crawls. He just opens the door and crawls in. And then they didn't even sense him or smell him. Then they cut him. They cut his head off, and then he splits into two. They cut his head off again, and he splits into three. And then they end up cutting his head off one more time, and he splits into four. They didn't cut his head off. Genya shows up. They basically all fight. You can watch the episodes. We're super late, so it's like, I don't want to explain everything because it's like 3 weeks old. So it's like, you know, that right. happens. But and now we're to the point where Genya is trying to get back to Tanjiro. And or not Genya, the youngest Hashira is trying to make his way back because he got knocked away. Like, I don't know how far he got knocked away. He got shot across the forest.
And he has dementia or amnesia.
Yeah, he hit his head or he got into an accident. But he's gaining his memories back shortly because he had a flashback of the head dude telling him. It'll take time, but eventually it'll come back. At first, it'll be like a fleeting memory, but then they'll all come flowing. And then he was like, oh, snap. So he's going to gain his memory back. I think one of them's going to die. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, that's kind of a trend, isn't it?
Yeah, I just got a feeling. I don't know which one.
Die or retire.
I don't want the youngest dude to die. I want the girl to die. That sounds so bad, but like... I just feel like he's a prodigy, bro. Like, he's younger than Tanjiro, and he's, like, a top Hashira. So, but he might die. I don't know.
Maybe this time no one will die. Because, like, when the fire guy
somebody's going to die, bro. Because, look, you got to think. You got to think. I mean, Tengen didn't die. Nobody died when they fought.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah. Like, but it's two upper moons. But it is two Hashiras. It's two Hashiras and Tanjiro, and then Genya. And then Genya can, like, regenerate or something. I think he might be part demon, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
That's one of the... I was gonna ask you, that's one of, like, the biggest questions people are asking.
With the shotgun. That was sweet. He came with the shotty. I was like, bro, what?
I was like, this guy must suck with a sword. That's the only reason I can think of.
You think so? I think he's realizing... I think he's like, why are we only fighting them with swords? Like, this makes no sense. That's what he's thinking, because it doesn't make any sense. They can regenerate, and why would I want to get up close to them and try to stab them when I can shoot them from a distance and take their head off?
But like, do you see his sword though? Like, I don't even think it has like a color to it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think the color matters. I know they say it does, but
I think it
the top dude had a black sword just like Tanjiro.
What top dude?
Remember, he seen him in his sleep. And he's the number one upper moon.
You talking about the guy with six eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a black sword.
Yeah, he has a black sword. But I feel like Genya's sword is just, like, plain. Like, I don't even think... Unless that's not his sword. Maybe he's there to get a new sword because his broke. But, like...
Yeah, I think he's there. Remember, he went into the shed. He was like, where's this dude? And he saw the sword.
Okay.
And he was like, all right, it's done. He just grabbed it. And then he just walked out.
Okay. Because I was looking at his sword. I was like, it doesn't even look like it has like a color to it. Like, maybe he was just like unchosen or something. But I don't know. I don't think he's a demon, though, or part demon. I feel like they wouldn't let him in the core.
I feel like they don't know.
But how would they not know?
I mean, how would they know?
Well, he couldn't even be in the sunlight if he was a demon.
I said half demon. Half demon.
Half demon.
Yeah. Half demon.
Half of them should burn then or something.
Oh my God, bro. It's like, I feel like it's a loophole.
If that's the case, then he's exactly what Muzan's looking for.
Yeah. But I don't think Muzan knows about him. And he's going to find out about him now. After this.
And he's a
dude got stabbed in the chest, pulled it out, and stopped bleeding. And then his tooth grew back. It's something. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know what it is. We'll see. But let me see. So yeah, Tanjiro, what's happening? The mist guy, he stopped to help the little kid swordsmith with the machine.
He was going to leave him at first, but then he remembered what Tanjiro said.
Yeah. How you feel about the CGI? I know people were talking about that.
People said they don't like the fish. The fish did look stupid, but it's like, bro, it's such a small thing. Like, who cares? Like, that's not... It's just a fish. Like, they literally did that so they didn't have to waste time on it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I didn't really
he ended up just slicing it in it, literally in one slice anyway. But then a whole, like, army of them showed up and flooded the village. But it's like, that's just, you know,
just they're not going to show it. Like, who wants to sit there and animate all this?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, it's whatever. But when Tanjiro, Nezuko, and Genya, when they were fighting, that was all animated, no CGI. So I don't know. People be complaining about they complain about the wrong things. Like, if they use CGI to kind of shortcut stuff that doesn't really matter, and it's just like kind of filling in the background, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Like, I don't think these fish enemies.
Because if that's the case, they shouldn't like that green blast. That was CGI when he shot him out the damn room.
Oh, yeah.
But that looked good. So it's like, don't be selective with like what CGI you don't. I mean, you can, but don't. Like, that's not a huge thing. You know, they're literally just doing that to save time.
Right. I didn't mind it. I feel like at this point, like, the animation, I guess I would see if there was a drop in the animation. But, like, I'm just so used to seeing it now because I've watched so much of it that it's kind of just, like, all regular to me now. I'm just like, yep.
Because they always use CGI.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know if you ever noticed, their backgrounds are usually CGI, too, a lot of times.
I haven't noticed that.
It's kind of like, it's weird because I kind of came to this conclusion a long time ago. You've seen Gumball, or
yeah,
you've seen Gumball. You know how they have different art styles? Like, they have 2D, CGI, and they even have like real elements.
Right.
Like actual, like human inanimate, like animate objects and stuff, like actual physical things. So I think Demon Slayer has a weird thing where they kind of do what Gumball does, like they mesh the two styles together and you don't really notice it all too much. Cause like, I think I've said this in a previous, I think we were talking about Chainsaw Man and I said the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about Gumball, but you don't even notice it. It's not jarring at all. But in some animes it is. Like with Demon Slayer, I feel the same thing. Like when the CGI pops up, I'm not like, oh, it's just like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I didn't think it was super noticeable. I wouldn't have thought anything of the fish if I hadn't seen people talking about the fish. Like, I wasn't even paying attention. But yeah, what else is happening in that episode? It's just Tanjiro fighting the guy.
Yeah.
He's getting smacked around.
He figures out, like, there's four different versions. There are different emotions, like joy, sadness, anger, whatever.
I keep forgetting the fourth one.
Yeah.
Is, horny?
What?
Is it?
What?
I'm just joking. I just wanted to say that. And just because I knew, because I was thinking about it, I was just trying to remember what the fourth one was before you got here. And then you also didn't remember it, so I was like, I may as well just...
I think it was anger, happiness, sadness, and anger, happiness, sadness.
Horny.
No. I don't know what the other
I really can't remember the fourth one. I don't know. Confused.
I don't think they showed it, though. They showed them, but they didn't show it. Because you got the staff. Okay. I think it's only three of them right now. You got the staff guy, the one with the fan, the bird, and then the dude with the
fourth one?
And then the one in the jumpsuit. He was like in a blue jumpsuit.
Blue jumpsuit?
Yeah. He stabbed Ginyu with the little spear.
Oh, I thought that was the sad guy.
Yeah, that was the sad one. And then you got the bird who's
like green, right?
Who's anger. I think it's only three of them right now.
Okay.
But they're supposed to be, I think there's going to be four, but there's only three right now.
Okay. Which Demon Slayer character are you?
Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't do any of them. No. It was terribly made. It wasn't even good. Like, you couldn't tell what you were going to get before you even finished. Like, the responses were literally descriptions of the character. Like, it wasn't even hidden. It was literally descriptions. Like, it was like, what would you wear? And it literally described their outfits. And I'm like, all right, bro. I'm not doing this, bro.
I was just annoyed because I got Tomioka twice.
Tomioka.
And I was just annoyed because I don't like Tomioka.
That's the one who showed up and saved Tanjiro, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't really like Tomioka.
Have you heard that TikTok song?
I do know the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's actually called GU or something.
Yeah, GU like I'm Tomioka.
But yeah. That's about it for Demon Slayer. There's just a couple more questions I had. So this is we're not gonna
Why don't you like Tomioka?
I just think okay, so he's kind of funny. I think all the characters in Demon Slayers are just like
we haven't even heard him like talk really.
I know.
Except for like two times.
And that's what annoys me. So, yeah, I feel like all the characters in Demon Slayer, like the writer took like what's the one trait that I want this character to have? And then, like, they just, like, looked at the chart of traits, and they just turned that trait up to, like, 100. And that's what I feel like every character in Demon Slayer is. So, like, Tomioka, he's like, this is the quiet character. But, like, he don't really know what he's going to do. And he's always quiet. He doesn't talk. And I'm just going to turn it up to 100. He's, like, going to never talk. He's just going to start acting randomly and doing random stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
He speaks. But, I mean, when has he ever needed to speak?
He's like, talked more like in the post episode comics than like the actual episodes.
But I don't watch those. But I was gonna say like, when has he been on screen to talk? Really?
He's been on screen to talk. He was the first.
We've seen him. He came and saved Tanjiro. But it's like he was like, "You're with a demon. I must kill her."
Right.
He's like, "No, that's my sister."
Exactly. And then he didn't talk to her. And then he just I guess. Led him
but
to,
he was because he was kind of able to master. Prove that she was still like human. He was able to calm her down a little
bit. Probably that's the scene he talked in the most is the very first scene.
He also talked when they went to get the spider dude. He showed up. He said a few things.
He saved Inosuke and he was like, "You're weak and you need to stop running around because you're beat up." And then he left him, and he hung him up.
I mean, what else he got to say? he literally showed up to kill a lower moon. Like, I don't got time to speak. Stop moving. You're about to die, so stop moving. And, I'm leaving. Go kill this thing.
He doesn't talk. Like, that's, like, his thing. It's, like, not talking. But like, it's like compare him to, like, Rengoku. Like, the amount of words said from, like...
Yeah, but Rengoku got a whole movie. He got a whole movie.
I know, but still, like, he just talks a lot. Like, Rengoku talks, like, a ton. And, like, Giyu's, like, the other side of the spectrum of just, like, not talking. Like, he put, like, Shinobu in a headlock and didn't say anything. like, he just was not talking at all.
Is that the girl?
It was funny. Yeah.
Isn't she annoying?
No, she's not annoying. She's the one with the like the insects.
The butterfly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably finds her annoying.
She was saying everyone finds him annoying.
Yeah, because he doesn't talk. But he's probably annoyed that she's saying that. So he's just like
he was upset about that. But he barely said anything.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't dislike him. He's just one of my least favorite characters. Not that I don't like him. So I'll say that. There aren't any characters that I just dislike in the show.
Okay.
But when it comes to who I feel like I'm most like in the show, I wouldn't say Tomioka. But according to the quiz, two quizzes, that's what it was. So I don't know. It was my other question.
Self-love, bro. Stop hating yourself.
Can Demon Slayer beat AOT?
Attack on Titan?
Yes. This is actually an actual thing people argue. Yeah, it's actually like one of the biggest questions, like comparing like versus. Demon Slayer beat Attack on Titan?
This comes into like a weird thing because like it seems like they have powers in Demon Slayer, like the breathing techniques. But also, no, they can't. No, they can't. Because the creator even said this himself. He said all the stuff that we see, he only does that to dramatize.
Right.
But in reality, they're literally just swinging a sword. Like all that fire and animation and like the water surrounding it, that's just not happening. It's literally just them fighting a demon with a sword.
That's what I was thinking about when I was first watching it, because they were doing like showing the water style and all that, and I was like, can they see all that water? And then I thought about it and I was like, probably not. They're probably just swinging a sword around.
Yeah, but I think the demons do actually have powers, like they regenerate because they actually like eat people, and you know. But the creator himself did say all the like fire and stuff that's around the sword when they're fighting is all to draw, you know, to keep the viewer engaged. But in their universe, they don't see any of that.
Right.
So Attack on Titan definitely will win.
Yeah, even if that stuff was like real, I think Attack on Titan would destroy. I feel like Demon Slayer is like a weak verse compared to a lot of other animes. Yeah. I don't think
it's the most realistic.
Yeah, it's very
realistic. Is crazy to say because they got like demons and stuff, but
like I don't know. Like I don't know how strong Muzan is, but I don't think he could beat like the Attack Titan or something. I don't know.
I mean, he can't die though. I mean,
that's true.
They would have to cut his head off. I mean, they probably could do that pretty easily, I'm not gonna lie. The way they just slice napes of like giant, but they're also bigger targets. And I feel like he could probably maneuver just probably as fast as their ODM gear. Cause you gotta think, bro.
Probably faster.
Yeah. Actually. So I think the demons could probably trash him. But I'm not gonna lie, I don't think Titans are really that strong, bro. Cause remember, they said modern day technology could easily take out all the Titans.
I guess, yeah, if you got like giant spears and stuff.
So, not even like just a cannon, a fucking air balloon.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
With like, a turret, like a artillery gun, like an AC-130, you're getting clapped. It's over. It's just rats. Like, you can't touch me. I'm too high in the sky and I'm just shooting down on you. Because remember, that's like the whole thing about the Marlies. They're like, it's getting to a point where technology is getting stronger than Titans, so I don't even think Titans are really, and they got guns inside of, I mean they got guns in Attack on Titan, but I don't know, like if they were to transform into a Titan, one of the demons would probably just eat them.
I'm about to say, is that like just like a giant meal for a demon? Is Muzan comparable?
I feel like he could decapacitate him. Yeah, I feel like he could decapacitate a Titan. Like, take his arms off or something, like, I don't know. Because they've shown crazy feats, too. Like, remember, Tanjiro cut that giant-ass boulder, bruh, with a sword.
That's true.
And that's, like, even if you don't embellish, because he didn't use any, it was just, he cut the boulder with his sword. So, I'm pretty sure Muzan could dismantle a Titan.
They might have a chance, actually, now that I think about it.
I don't think
I feel like the only question is, can they get that high up to
to cut the nape, yeah. But in terms of just the humans versus humans, I think hand-to-hand combat, easily Demon Slayer, but they have guns and stuff. But they also have guns in Demon Slayer. Like, we saw the shotgun. So, I don't think the ODM gear would be that much of a problem for them, because they could just time the hit, you know?
Yeah.
Especially if they're using swords. Like, you got to come to me, too. But if they're using the thunder spears where they can just shoot, you know, the missiles at them, then that might be a problem. I don't know. It depends on who's versing who. Because, like, demon versus Titan, I'm going to take a demon. Demon versus, like, the ODM gear, I'm going to take a demon. But human versus ODM gear, like, I'm probably going to take the ODM gear. Human versus Titan, I'm probably going to take the Titan. But I think the demons alone can, like, solo the,
Attack
not
Titan.
Solo, but they could, like, the top powers in Attack on Titan, they could definitely, you know, find their way in and do what they need to do.
A good fight. And the people in Attack on Titan are very smart, too.
Yeah.
So that's a good question. Okay. Maybe do one more question from the internet. Can demons eat human food? I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, why couldn't they? I know they probably don't get any sustenance from it, but they don't even necessarily... Do they need blood to live? Is it necessary?
No, they don't. They just, I feel like, are very hungry. I feel like it's just like an infinite hunger, really.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that satiates it.
Yeah, but I don't think they could die from starvation. Because, like, Nezuko hasn't eaten at all.
Yeah, but she sleeps. She goes into, like, hibernation to get her energy back.
Right. So, no. I think demons can eat human food. It's just really no reason to. Because I have seen demons just eat, like, inanimate objects, like wood and cloth and clothing and stuff like that. I don't think it really bothers their digestive system or anything like that. But it's not really, like, doing anything for them either, because I feel like they only really eat blood. I think it's more like a Demon Slayer actually reminds me a lot of Tokyo Ghoul.
Like, I think they just lose strength and they become weak.
Yeah.
But they don't die. Okay. So yeah. But I'm pretty sure they could eat regular food. Like, I don't think they'll be like, oh, this is gross. It probably will taste good, but it won't do anything for them. So they just don't.
All right. So, all right. That's it for Demon Slayer. We want to talk about Vinland Saga?
Yeah, we can talk about Vinland.
I can go ahead and recap that one for you, bro. It don't matter. I already got you.
So how do you... Yeah, I'll let you recap and then I'll ask some questions.
So, all right. I'm going to get the gist of it, even if I don't know every single detail. So they fight. Thorfinn and Snake continue their fight.
Where they start their fight, really.
Yeah. I'd say it was okay.
It wasn't, yeah. I'm not going to lie. If anybody was waiting for a fight, I feel bad for you because that was not. I'm not disappointed because I was like, he's fighting. Like, that's cool. I didn't expect it to be, like, crazy. Like, I feel like people were expecting Thorkel versus Thorfinn kind of level.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not going to, you know, I wasn't expecting that. I was just expecting, like, you know, kind of like a spar kind of thing. And one person's trying to knock him out. The other person's just trying to get past him. But neither one of them are really trying to go for blood. I mean, I think Snake was actually, like, with killing intent. But Thorfinn wasn't. Clearly wasn't.
Nah. So I think that, like my prediction last week, I said the fight was going to be pretty short. It was longer than I actually anticipated it to be. But
I was going to say it was pretty long. It felt pretty long. It didn't.
Yeah.
It was.
But, like, I don't think we're going to see, like, a really cool, like, animated fight this season. And I don't really.
Really? You got to remember
that much.
Dude, you think the season's going to end before the king shows up?
I don't think it'll end before it. But, like, I don't think we're going to get
it's gonna
anything
be a whole
Thorkel,
right?
Thorfinn related. I don't know. Like, I just don't think that MAPPA put their foot in this show.
That dude's son to animate was fighting. They were cutting people in half, bro.
That's true.
So I think when the war starts, it's going to be some bloodshed. It might not be like a fight, but it's going to be. I think that dude's going to be running through people, just slicing them up.
Possibly. I guess we'll see. But I mean, judging by the trend of this season, I don't know if it will see anything like crazy per se. There will be fighting and killing most likely. But I don't know if we'll see any crazy animation. Mm-hmm. From MAPPA for this show this season, at the very least.
You still think what's her name doesn't love Garter?
Ah, man, I would say at this point, I feel like, yeah, she probably does.
Okay.
Love him. I'll say,
like, yeah.
I'll say
like, come on, bro.
before I had a case. At this point, I say I don't have much of a case to say that Arnheit doesn't love him. Because, I mean, he is hurt. But he probably could have got away himself if she didn't want to go with
him. If Snake didn't stab him. And then Snake, I mean, I'll let you finish.
So, like, Thorfinn and Snake have their little fight. Snake gets over to the other side where the wheelbarrow is, and he's like, all right, this ends now. Like, I'm done with this. And he's, like, gonna stab him, stab Garter through the chest. He stabs him. Was not a good enough stab. Everyone's like,
I think it was a good enough stab, but I think Garter was just like, he heard, he said something, he was like, all right, Arnheit, now you have to, and then he just shot up when he heard that.
So Garter gets up and starts chokes him out, knocks him out, literally. From the back, sleeper hold. His man, legs are flailing in the air.
He was stabbing him in the leg, too.
Yeah, he didn't care. Suspended in the air. Thorfinn comes over and it's like, yo, you gotta stop, you're gonna kill him. So then he puts him down, and then Arnheit's like in this little like weird state of like, seems like he's about to die, and he's kind of just like,
yeah, she knew he was gonna die. Yeah. She knew, and Thorfinn knew too. He could tell. He was like, yeah, this is fucking over with. You're bleeding like crazy, bro. And he was trying to tell her, like, he's going to die. You know, you might as well just let him go by himself. And then she was like, no, I'm going to go with him. Because she wanted to just make him feel better when he died. And because at this point, I'm pretty sure he's not even fully thinking. Like, his brain is just on the verge of death. So it's like, whatever's happening is happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like. Yeah.
Like, he's just blank stare, staring out of his face. Arnheit is like, all right, like. Garter, let's go with our son, you know, let's go out of here. And then you have this scene with like they're riding away, and it's like the light is shining through the clouds, and he's having flashbacks of like slavery and him being a slave and looking at himself.
Yeah, I think he's just in killing that dude, bro. He was beating him and he was stepping on his head. Like, come on, bro, what are we doing?
Of course.
Like, I'm gonna kill you. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. And we found out he was a slave for, what, 7 years?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Which makes it even more, like, ironic that they were so close, in such close proximity for this whole time, and they didn't know.
Right, that is crazy. But, yeah, he's just having flashbacks of him holding his son, his baby son, and talking to Arnheit, and flashbacks of when they went off to fight. Like, people coming to his door and him hanging out with Arnheit and the baby. And, yeah, that's about it. And Arnheit's just, like, holding them. And
he also had he had regret. He regrets.
Yeah.
Basically, he was like, I basically threw away my life for honor and glory. Because he was like, I'm going to protect you and bring you honor and glory and make us rich. And then he kind of ended up feeling like, it wasn't even like honor and glory and to be rich. Like, I pretty much had everything I needed. I don't know why I even went to that like war to gain more when my family is here, you know, which is like, damn, that's tough. And I was like, is his son dead? Because when he was like going back and forth from like the dream state or death state, whatever you want to call it, I want to say like that's his heaven, I guess you could say. I don't know, it could just be him like dreaming while he's about before he dies, but his son was there, but Arnheit wasn't there, and nobody else was there either. When he went back home, it was just his son on the swing. So I'm like, damn, is his son dead too? And they're both just meeting each other, because his son was just sitting there waiting. Like, is that's this true. You know, is this like a metaphor, like he died a long time ago, but he's sitting here waiting for you, and now you arrived? You know, I don't know.
Could be.
That could be a reach, which I think it probably is, but
we don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll Paul see T. if Arnheit gets to see her son again, or maybe the son is dead or sold off into slavery, or I don't know. We don't know where the son is, but yeah, just a bunch of regret and happiness and sorrow, a whole bunch of emotions and dying. And then at the end, I mean, does he die in the end?
Who?
Garter.
Oh yeah, he's dead.
Okay.
He was dead in her lap. Like he died right there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they all just started swarming the carriage on the horse.
I do see that now. I didn't remember that from the episode, but
yeah. I was like, all right, well, now we gotta take you back on her hide.
Come on, she's
probably gonna get off free. She's probably gonna get off free because you know that's his favorite slave.
That's fucked up. I thought she got away, and now I'm seeing this picture with them surrounding him.
They're just surrounding him.
I thought she got away for real.
No. I mean, where'd she go? Just starting a new life somewhere.
To the ocean. To the boats. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think anything will happen to her. I think the youngest son might, or the son might try to, like, cause him. She's going to be like, you have to punish her, like he did the kids, because of what she did. But I don't think the master will bring himself to do that.
I feel like Snake would be pretty annoyed, too, when he wakes up.
I think Snake won't really... I mean, she'll have to pay. I think he said, like, you'll have to pay. Like, we'll wait until the master gets back for your punishment, but... Because there's nothing more we can do. Like, you freed him, but it's not his... It's not her fault that he came through and ramped and killed the first guy, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But she did free him, and he killed those other five. But at the same time, he even said, like, I shouldn't have trusted them. They always let their guard down. Like, yeah, it's Arnhai's fault, but the dude was tied up, bro. And you literally just, y'all just walked away with her just outside. And then now he's free. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though it's a fuck up on both parties. Like, Arnhai messed up and Snake's men, like, the men are also liable for the, you know, for what happened.
Right. Definitely both for, like, she's not innocent. And
yeah,
they're not, like, clear to blame either. It's both their faults. It's really, and Einar and Thorfinn. Is Einar still running in the forest?
Einar is running, but I mean, that's just he didn't cause any more deaths from that.
Right.
And Thorfinn was literally just trying to stand up to let them get away. And the old master was like, let them go.
Yeah.
So
I guess we'll all see what happens when Kettle gets back.
I really think it's just going to be his son that's going to, like, make them. He's going to force the issue. He's going to be like, nah, you can't let them get off free. Because then everybody else, all the other slaves, are going to try to do whatever they want to do. I think that's how what's going to happen. That's going to be the situation.
But they also might not even be worried about it because they got bigger
problems.
Because
what's about to happen. Yeah, anyway. Bigger problems ahead. But, I mean, they could look at it like, we got bigger problems ahead, so we have to discipline them, because if we don't, then when this happens, we really won't know who's on our side.
Oh. Well, I guess that'll be something to look out for. That's all I got for Vinland. How about Heavenly Delusion this week? I thought you said something about it. I can't remember what you said.
It was funny. Oh, and that girl, that dude that we thought was a dude is actually a girl. Inside the
I also
it is a girl.
Found that out this week because I looked her
up. So it actually is a girl. So okay. I feel better about that. Because I was like, this is kind of weird. What's like all this? I don't know, it was just weird because like why are you you can like dudes, but it's like I don't know, it was just weird.
She seemed
very
girly.
Weird. Yeah. But it, like you came off as a dude, like I don't know. It was weird. It was just weird.
Or maybe we just assumed she was a dude because her copy is a dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably what it was. And we couldn't really tell. But yeah, but I was reading the description of her and it kept saying she. So I was like, oh, okay. It's a girl.
Oh, yeah. Because remember the little kid like grabbed. I thought it was like another little kid grabbing the other kid through the window, like two dudes, and he tried to kiss. I'm like, what is going on, bro? That's why. Like that was just weird. Like, I mean, it doesn't make it any better that it's a girl. I mean, it's still weird, but it's not as weird. You get what I'm saying?
Was the dying kid a girl or a boy? I can't remember.
No, the dying kid was a boy.
Oh.
So I'm saying I thought it was a dying boy reaching out to another boy through the window. Trying to kiss him.
That's
and
what
I'm
I
like,
too.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, what? I mean, it's still weird. Like, it's not as weird because they were friends. So, like, he likes the girl. But it's still weird because he just tried to force himself on her. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was like an extra layer of weirdness. Not like, I don't know who listened to this. I'm not homophobic, bruh. I'm not trying to hear none of that. bro.
When you gotta say that this way,
I do because people will be like, "Oh, why is it weird?" Like you telling me if you see a little boy outside trying to kiss another little boy, you're not gonna be like, "Bro, what is going on?" Am I wrong?
It was weird. It was weird because she like didn't get any type of consent to do it.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like that's weird too. Like you just tried to force yourself on her like that.
But I didn't think it was any weirder that they were boys. I was more confused that if she was a boy or a girl, more than anything. That's what confused me. And I still don't know, is the person, like the older kid she was talking to, is that a boy?
That's a dude. That's okay. A dude. Yeah, that's a dude.
I don't know. And I
But that's
like
not,
were.
I was just like weird because it's like they didn't teach him any of this or anything.
Yeah.
So it was just like,
I think there's two girls kissing at one point too.
Yeah, it was two girls kissing. Yeah. So I'm just like, what? That's why I'm like, what is going on? Like, what? What is happening?
At this point, I'm just trying to ignore gender. I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's who. Like, our main character is a boy inside of a girl's body. So I don't know.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know what's happening. The show is still great, though. Like, don't get me wrong. The show is still good.
So let me see. I got a question for you after we finish the description of episode. So what happened here? Because
you don't remember
together now. I know.
I'm pretty
fight.
Sure it was a. Was there a fight? Who fought?
The
kid. He was in the arcade. Yeah, he was in the arcade playing the game, and some thugs walked up on him and was like, "Why are you playing the game this way? You can play with four people. Why do you only have two?" And then
that
he was like,
"Stupid."
He was like, "I'm just playing the game." And then he didn't really respond. They were like, "Why aren't you talking back? You better respond. Give us a response." And he was like, "Oh, my bad. I didn't know. And then the one dude punched him in the face, I think. And then he just stood up and was like, "All right. This is what we're doing." And then he kicked him. He like punched him and then he kicked him. And then the other person was like, "Dang, man, why'd you do that? You didn't have to do all that. You should go say sorry." And then he went down to say sorry, and then they kicked him in the face. And then he was like, "All right, I see what, you know, like, I see what this is." So he stood up, and then he just started beating all of them up. Literally, it was like 4-on-5, 1-on-5, and he just literally destroyed every single one. And then two of them were running out, and then the girl shows up and kicks one of them in the face. And then she's like, what's happening? Like, what's going on? Or not even really. She was just like, he was like, "Why did you kick that person? You don't even know what happened." And she was like, "I've known you long enough to know that you don't start fights. I'm pretty sure, you know, they caused trouble. So, you know, let's get out of here." And they're trying to locate Heaven Steel. They found a library next to their wherever they're staying at. It's not even a library. It was like a hotel room with a bunch of books. So they're like cooped up in there. And she's like, "All right, I'm going to try to get some more information about Heaven. And I've been reading these books, and I'm going to try to sell these books to get money to try to get, you know, a map or something." And then she's like, "Stay here because you just got into a fight, and I'm pretty sure those people are probably looking for you. And if they see you, then they're going to try to attack you or whatever." And then he also gave like a background on his life again. And he was like, "I've told you this like 20 times already. I don't know why you keep asking." And she was like, "You'll probably remember some more stuff, because apparently in the past, he was also in like an orphanage situation. It was him and a group of kids, and they had some people that, like, some adults that were watching them, but it was another group of adults who didn't really like the other group. It was like a turf war kind of thing, and the people that were leading them lost, and so they joined the group of the people that beat and killed all the people that were leading them before. And it was basically a gang, and he was in a gang for like some years before that one girl that found him, the one that told the main character to take him to Heaven before she died from that sickness or whatever. She picked him up, and then that kind of became like his older sister or his guardian or whatever, I guess you could say. And they were together for a little bit. She also taught him how to use the Maru touch, and he also said that she couldn't do it, but he could do it. So she must have known something about him, and I'm assuming he's part man-eater, which is, you know, probably the case. He's probably part man-eater. And then the other dude, this happens a little bit later. She comes back after she went out to like sell the books and stuff. and she can't find him. He's not in the room anymore, and she starts panicking and freaking out. And then he comes out the next door room. He's like, "Why are you screaming? Like, you're gonna get us caught. People are gonna come. You know, you're causing attention." She was like, "Why did you leave? Why did you move? You scared me." Da da da. And then she was like having some internal like battle. Like, why do I even care about this dude? I don't really know him. Like, I just met him, but if I turn him in, then I'll probably be alone again. Cause that's like her only friend right now in like the world. Cause all her other people are gone. You know, after she woke back up, like the doc, not the doctor, but the other guy and the group of kids, like she doesn't know where they went. Cause her orphanage kind of like broke up. So she was like sad. And he was like, "It's okay. You know, like, even if you turn me in, I guess it's like, you know, like we'll still be friends or whatever. Like, we'll still be cool." And then she was like, "I feel something hard." And that's what was funny. Because he was looking at some porn in the next room. Because she went in there and she looked, she was like, "Ah, I see what, you know, like, okay, I understand." He was like, "What? No." He was like, "No, I wasn't even doing nothing." And then that's when she was like, when they hugged and she was like, "I feel something hard." And he was like, I was halfway done or something like that. Sorry, da da da." And I'm like, "Oh my god, bro, what the heck?" And then it cuts back to the people in the I guess you can I don't know, the school. I'm just gonna call it a school. That's school. What it seems like.
Yeah.
They cut back to the school, and you know they're having the funeral for the kid that died, and they went to go cremate him, and when they cremated him, it was like a giant black and red like body when they cremated his thing. And then also that was the second death from the kids, because there was another kid before that committed suicide, that we find out about. And also they're trying to create immune, like people that are immune to whatever the disease is. And the lady in the wheelchair was like, if the people that are supposed to be immune to everything are getting sick, then that's like really bad, because the whole purpose is to create, you know, people that can't get sick. And then she also was like, or the other dude was like, if he got sick, then that means all the other kids could get sick too. And then the girl inside, who we used to think was a boy, was throwing up at the end. She was like, "Am I getting sick too?" And then the episode kind of just ends. Oh, and another dude from the ship. It was some old guy in like a trench coat who knocked on the door and came in at the end. And he was like, "I followed you guys from the ship. I seen what you did. Can you protect me?" They were like, "What? Protect you?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm trying to get to I forgot what he called it, the name of the place, but like some sanctuary, some group of people." And he was like, "I got this."
Wait, I think
and he just showed his bag.
Yeah. No, never mind. I'm looking at something else about like the Immortal Order and place.
Yeah, that's what it was. The Immortal Order. He was like, "I'm trying to get to the Immortal Order." And they were like, "What?" And he was like, "What else is it called?" And he was like, "Is it heaven?" And they're like, "Nah, but whatever, blah blah blah." They talked a little bit, and then he was like, "I'm trying to take him this." And then he was like, "Can you guys protect me?" And he was like, "How can we protect you? We don't even know what you're taking. How can we protect you?" And then he showed him. It was like a bottle of water with man eater organs inside, but they decayed. And he started crying. He was like, "No, it's all gone. This wasn't what it looked like at first." But apparently, if you eat, there's a rumor saying if you eat or you put man-eater parts inside your body, you can live forever. And I'm pretty sure that's what the kids are in the little school. They're man-eater infused humans that they're trying to create to be immune and immortal. I don't even think they're really trying to make them immortal. I think they're just wanting to make it so they can't get sick. Okay. And then the episode ends.
Yeah. That was an interesting one. So the question I wanted to ask you was, I guess we're about like halfway through the season. I think there might be 13. I don't know. If you had to do a description, what is Heavenly Delusion about?
It's about a post-apocalyptic. I can't even say apocalyptic, because it doesn't feel like the apocalypse, but like essentially the world has gone into, I can't even say full chaos either, because it seems very organized everywhere they go. I'm not gonna lie. I'll say government no longer exists. Some mass catastrophe happened that caused the world to change from what it used to be. And now there's like little, there's lack of technology, lack of order, lack of, you know, just traditional living, you know, is not what life is like it is today. It's just, cause it's not anarchy. It's not anarchy, but it's like, it's kind of anarchy. I guess you could say that. Anarchy.
I don't know. Post-disaster.
Oh, yeah. Post-disaster. Yeah, anarchy. A state of disorder due to absence or non-recognition of authority or controlling system. So it is anarchy, but it's not complete chaos. Is what I would say. It's a show about post-apocalypse or post-disaster anarchy, but it's not complete chaos. And there's these animals slash monsters that have come from this, you know, this disaster that eat people. They're called man eaters. And you have groups of people around the world that are kind of having their own form of government. And like, there's still like barter systems, money, and like trading, and everybody's not crazy, but there's like a group of people who are trying to create, I guess, whatever, we don't know yet, but there's a group of people that have like a school and a technology and like futuristic stuff, and they're trying to create a perfect human or a perfect being or create something that's immune to all the disease and negative stuff that is happening due to the disaster. And then you have a group of kids or two kids outside in the regular world that are trying to reach that place to take one person because he might be the key to something. That's how I would describe it.
Okay, okay. How I describe it is post-apocalyptic world anarchy, but like not really like your traditional anarchy where there's a lot of stuff going on that you see. And just like a bunch of kids in a school who are weird and they kiss each other and
that's how you make people not watch the show. That's how you make people not watch the show, right there.
It's kind of like a coming of age, half coming of age, half self discovery, self purpose finding. Then there's some action spring. Actually, there's a lot of action.
It's actually a pretty good amount of action, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I think I'll describe it. A mystery. Scientific mystery. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I describe it as. Scientific mystery. And this is another big question. Heavenly Delusion. Is Kiriko a boy? Kiriko is... You know who Kiriko is? Or do you?
I don't.
It's the main girl.
Oh, the girl? Yeah. With the brown hair.
Who's a boy.
Is it a boy? I think it's a boy. I mean, it's a girl. I mean, her body is a girl, but her mind is a boy. Like, literally, her mind is a boy's mind. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying.
You know, like, yeah.
People are confused here how I'll describe it. They are physically a woman. Mentally, their mind, actual brain, is a boy's mind who was their sister. So it's a brother in
his brother's brain inside his sister's body.
Which sounds really weird.
It's like the one movie. No, it's just like the one movie. I mean, obviously it was mom and daughter, but
Freaky Friday or something.
Yeah, Freaky Friday. Except imagine it's the dad and a daughter or brother and sister. That's literally the only. That's all it is. Freaky Friday, but it's a boy and a girl, and right. The boy might body is gone and the girl mind is gone from what we know.
Because people keep asking, are they trans? I say, no, they're not trans. Because not trans is...
Involves you transitioning, changing your gender.
Right.
He didn't change his gender. He's still a boy, but in a woman's body. A consensual
gender change. If he wanted to be in his sister's body... And he would say that's
trans.
And he chose.
I mean, he's still a dude. That doesn't make him.
But I'm saying, like, if he chose to be like,
Okay, so there's this character in One Piece, right, called Yamato.
Uh-huh.
And she is physically a woman, and she's the daughter of Kaido. But she didn't fall in love, but she idolized this character named Odin, who is a guy. And growing up, she read his journals and decided she wanted to be Odin. So she's like, I'm Odin. And she tells everyone that she's Odin, even though everyone knows that she's a Yamato and Odin's like a man, like a grown man. But Kaido, her father, calls her his son because he like entertains the fact that she wants to be Odin. So he goes along with it, calls her son. And other people are like, bro, Yamato, instead of, or Yama, bro, and stuff like that. But like, so I say that she's trans Odin. Because
what?
No, because like a trans man is someone who's biologically was born a woman, but feels like they're a man and wants to be a man. So I say she's trans Odin because she's biologically a woman in Yamato, but she wants to be and feels like she's Odin. So she chooses to go by Odin, and other people call her he and stuff and pretend like she's Odin. So for this situation, the reason Kiriko's not trans is because he didn't choose to
be a girl in his girl body.
Right.
Yeah.
It was literally a without dude consent.
Stuck in a woman's body.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's a, well, then his question is, he a boy, see, or a girl?
You, I don't now know. You I'm not gonna play devil's advocate, but then you bring up the question, you could say people who are born in the opposite gendered body didn't have a choice.
You're right.
So
but okay. They didn't have a choice to feel that way. To feel like they're in the wrong body. But they do have a choice to do something about it.
Right. I mean, you can be trans without transitioning.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But can like, you? Can't you? I yes. feel like there's some... Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can be trans without doing any body transitioning stuff. Yeah, was transitioned without his consent to be turned into his sister.
Right.
So, like, he wanted to be a boy. He still feels like he's a boy. He just got his brain moved to his sister's body.
Yeah.
So, I think it's different. But that is my answer to that question. Anyway, Hell's Paradise. let me see here. Hell's Paradise, we got the introduction of our first black passing character. We got this guy with a headband. The blind
Are you
guy
talking about the girl?
Yeah. So it follows, who's it follow? It follows Gabimaro's group, and then it follows our new character, this girl and the guy with the headband, and I gotta find out her name because she was funny. So what happens? Gabimaro group is just like chilling after the battle. I think our main female character, I think she woke up from being passed out. What else happened? Gabimaro was just like cooking, they were just talking. I don't remember exactly what the contents of their conversation was. I don't really remember it being that important. Just that they were just trying to figure stuff out. And then it follows this other girl and the retainer with the headband. And they are... What were they trying to do? Were they trying to leave the island?
They were trying to leave the island because he was trying to save her. He thought he was a boy at first because the reason she was in jail is because there's these group of people who don't live in the village or under any like government. They have their own outside, you know, kind of like thing, and right. Basically they're hiding people. yeah and they're hiding from the samurai because the samurai are trying to basically kill them off or make them or force them to live in their world,
right?
Because
it's illegal, which I to think live is, outside yeah, of the government.
Yeah, it's like tyranny. They feel like it's tyrannical or whatever. Like you're trying to, even though they don't cause them any problems, it's like I'm literally just living my life, bro. Like I'm not bothering you at all. So he accidentally told them where his people were living at because he was just trying to give them like help getting around the mountain. And then they showed up and they killed everybody. And then they kept him because they were like, we're going to use you to find the rest of them. And then we're going to execute you. And then the dude, the retainer, was like, that's not cool. Like, he didn't do anything. He shouldn't be in jail. You sent him to this island. I'm going to set him free because that's fucked up, which I think is fucked up. Like, what the heck? It's just a kid. Why are you about to kill him? Like, what the heck? Right.
And wait, and did you say that she accidentally led, like, the
led them, yeah, to where people stayed at.
And then they killed them all, and she got arrested and was sentenced to death. And then he's like, hey, like, you're just a kid, and you didn't really do anything wrong, so I'm going to try to give you a way to live.
Yeah.
So that was their story. And they try to leave the island, and then a bunch of worm penis looking things come out of water.
It's literally an octopus, bro. Come on now.
Nah, bro.
Why are you doing that? It's just a bunch of tentacles.
No, they were weirdly shaped. Look them up, I swear.
You're saying they had the shape of like a penis head.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God. You didn't have to do that, bro.
Bro, all right, so yeah,
they had like miles on their hands.
Yeah, they attacked by tentacles with barnacles on them and stuff. And the samurai, the retainer, is just like slicing them up. And well, at first they weren't. The girl was like, "No, don't fight them. Like, don't pull your sword out because they're attracted probably to like shiny things."
Yeah, shiny things like animals. All
right. So then he pulls out a sword, and then they start coming at him. He's like fighting like a bunch of like a ton of them, like an obscene amount. And then don't they get to like a shipyard with like a bunch of ships?
Yeah, it's a bunch of ships. And they're like, oh snap, it's no chance of us getting out. And then the girl was like, yeah, I mean, the current is just flowing back towards the island, so the only way we can leave is if we find a current that flows out away from the island. And then they also find the dead body of the dude we saw. That was like, all right, well, my prisoner's dead, so I can leave.
Oh. Which guy was that?
Remember his, he had the
one from the first episode?
From the second episode, whose dude died, who fought Gabimaru. Yeah, he's like, well, I'm out of here. Well, you're dead.
R.I.P. Okay, so then, yeah, and then they have this little thing about, I think, like, not giving up. Some of that nature, and he's like slicing a bunch of them. I think she pulls out a sword and starts slicing them with them.
Yeah, she was ready to die at first, and then he was like, I'm not gonna stop trying to save you until you explain to me why you want to die. And then he was like, see, you don't want to die, you want to live. Because she was feeling bad, because she was like, I should just die because I, you know, that's what I deserve for getting my whole clan killed. And he was like, nah, I can't let that happen. You must fight. And then he hands her a sword, and then they start fighting the thing, and they end up killing it.
And then do they get away? Do they get on a boat?
Yeah, they get back on a boat. They find a boat, and they go back to the island. And then they're and they're like washing up, getting all clean. And then he finally realizes that that's a girl, because she was just fully naked. And he was like, wait, what? And he was like, she turned around, and then he was like, oh, put some clothes on. Like, what are you doing? And then she was like, you samurai are weird. Like, you care about stuff that doesn't matter. Like, okay, you're seeing me naked, it doesn't matter, you know. And he was like, no, it does matter. Like, cover up, da da da. And then she was like, oh, you're so you're chivalry or something. Like, I'll make sure when we get off this island, when I'm old enough, I'll marry you.
Yeah, something. She's like, you've already been chosen my husband.
Yeah. And then he was like, I don't know anything, because that dude was really dumb. He's like, I don't understand anything. He was like, no, I don't understand anything. But anyway, we got to get off this ship, you know, or off this island. And then it cuts back to, what's her name? Because they keep telling her to get off the island.
Everyone like said, get home. Off the island.
Yeah, you're not built for this. You're not ready.
The main girl and the guy who likes women too much.
Yeah.
But is also sort of sexist in a way.
Yeah, but that's just that's their world though, because remember, that's what the shogun was saying to his daughter too. Like, You have to live to basically, you know, create, not live to create kids, but like, you know, build upon our gen, like our family, you know, extend more, create more generations.
He basically tells her in the forest, he's like, look, you shouldn't be here. You know, this isn't a place for someone like you.
Go home. He was like, this isn't the place for a woman.
Yeah, this is a place for a woman. Go home, have kids, do your thing. It's basically what he said. And then she's like, obviously is like, still does not want to go home, even though everyone's telling her go home. And then he turns around. And then what does he get killed by? Does he get killed by the dude?
Remember the dude that killed the first guy? The red dude? Who we thought was going to be like, goated? And he just died. He just walked behind him and stabbed and literally just like reached and he like scratched him and scratched half his body off.
Yeah, he like absolutely clapped him as soon as he turned around.
But I will say this too. He tried to strike old girl and she literally blocked it and took his sword. So I'm like, I think she is like that. She might be like that for real. But it's just her mind. I think we said this already. Like her mind is just not letting her, you know, be her full capabilities, but in terms of like swordsmanship, she's up there. But he was like, you're not ready, you don't have any in battle like experience, you have good swordsmanship but you have never been in a fight or a battle. And then she also gave a background on why she feels sad, and she was like, my dad looks down on me because like I'm becoming a retainer and an executioner. And he was like, girl, women aren't even supposed to be executioners anyway. Not only that, but he's the leader of them, so I'm supposed to be, you know, somebody's supposed to marry me so we can have another kid to, you know, carry on the family tradition or whatever. And he's like, why are you trying to be an executioner? Why don't you just, you know, be a girl and be, you know, normal and live a regular life? And why do you want to do this? And then she was like, she gets picked on by the other kids because her dad is an executioner. So it's like she doesn't get any... Like, nobody really accepts her because, like, the kids think she's weird because her dad kills people for a job. And then her dad is like, why are you doing this? Like, you're supposed to just be a regular girl, you know, like, live a traditional, like, life, like, you know, as a woman. And now you're trying to, you know, do this. And he wouldn't even, like, talk down on her, but he wouldn't encourage her. Like, if she was struggling, he'll be like, you know, it's okay. You know, you're not even supposed to be doing this. You know, you could just go back home and be regular instead of saying, you know, like, oh, it's okay. Let's try again. It's like, nah, I want you to stop, you know, but it's okay to stop because you're not supposed to be here anyway. So, yeah.
She's in a weird predicament. I still feel like at the very end, she's going to decide to not do this anymore.
You think so? At the end of the show, she'll just live... Yeah, I think she'll just live a life of whatever she wants to do. Like, I don't think she'll be an executioner, and I don't think she'll... I mean, obviously, she might have kids. Like, it won't be shown in the show, but she won't live to create more generations or whatever.
Yeah, I can't see that happening. And everyone that says that ends up getting killed, so...
Yeah.
Who's really not built to be here at this point. Yeah. Even though she's definitely not built to be here, but... It's just funny.
Plot armor. She should have been dead already. It's crazy how she got bit by a bug, but it didn't do anything but knock her out.
Yeah.
What's the chances?
That's some plot armor right there.
Yeah. Everybody else is turning into flowers.
You think Gabi Maro's going to fight the big guy?
Yeah, I don't think either one of them will die. I think he'll just fight him to, like, subdue him, and then they'll get away.
Okay. Let's see here. Does Hell's Paradise have romance?
Does it have romance?
Yeah.
I think there's elements of it, but I don't think it's like a key point to the story. I think there's romance with him and his wife, but that's like just to give background to what he wants and why he's doing what he's doing. But I don't think it's going to be like, oh, he's going to fall in love with this other woman or anything like that, or she's going to fall in love with him. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, this definitely isn't like a rom-com or anything like that.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of I don't know where the question's even coming from, why people are asking does it have romance. The only like romantic elements are like, yeah, like Gabimaru, like, explains why he likes his wife. But besides that, I mean, some people had sex and one died. I don't know. there isn't really much romance per se in this show. Yeah. So that's a little weird. I don't know why that's a question. What's my other question? Hell's Paradise versus Chainsaw Man. Which one?
I feel Hell's like Paradise, we don't have enough information on.
I was about to say
Hell's Paradise yet, because Chainsaw Man has like weird magic, even though I guess it's not necessarily magic. We don't know what it is, but I'm gonna call it magic, because like, what else can you call that stuff? It's like curses and stuff.
Chainsaw Man, yeah, contracts. They're devils. Yeah, contracts, devils.
Yeah, so like, I think magic, dark magic.
We don't really have a good but power scale.
There might be magic inside of Hell's Paradise too, because he can use ninjutsu, like, yeah, his chakra. He set himself on fire, stuff like that. So
I feel like,
and then when we go to that island is just full of weird stuff.
True. I feel like a better verse battle, Demon Slayer versus Chainsaw Man.
You think so?
I feel like that would be a better.
I think Chainsaw Man is going to win too.
You think Chainsaw Man would beat Demon Slayer?
Yeah. Why'd Makima alone can just fucking solo everybody.
Okay, she's just OP.
And it's like crazy contracts. All they got is a sword, bruh. I mean, that's all what's his name got. But no, like the only way that those dudes kill devils is by help from other devils. Like once it gets to a high level devil, they have to use other devils to help them with contracts. And I don't know if Demon Slayer people would be down with that.
Be down with what?
Working with devils to kill other devils. Or working with demons to kill other demons. The only one that does is Tanjiro and Nezuko. But that's like an exception, because they're trying to make her back into normal. And they're kind of letting it slide. But no, those devils don't want to become human. They're just devils. And it's just like... But some of them don't do anything. Like, they just don't mess with people. They just live secluded. So, I don't know. I think that is an interesting one.
I feel like the difference between Attack on Titan is maybe, like the size scale. I feel like the size scale is a little better for Demon Slayer and Chainsaw Man. Like, I don't know. Like Tanjiro versus Denji. Like, well, I feel Tanjiro would have a chance.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because he can heal. He's basically a demon that can regenerate, and you can cut his head off and he won't die.
Who? Denji?
Denji, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But we haven't seen his limit. But he's also the main character, so I don't think...
I thought he did get his head cut off and he didn't die.
Yeah, he did. He's been, like, completely dismembered and not died.
Yeah, and he didn't die. We don't even know how you kill him.
Yeah, I don't know. But I feel like we won't see that, because he's just the main character. But, like, we've seen other demons die.
Yeah.
And other fiends die. Well, have we? Yeah.
Nezuko would be a fiend. A humanoid, like, yeah, so, okay.
I feel like there would be better chances than Attack on Titan. Like, I could
see... Demon Slayer versus Chainsaw Man, you think is a better than Attack on Titan versus...
Yeah. Like, it just feels more fitting. Like, I feel like the devils in Chainsaw Man are more like the demons in Demon Slayer than, like, a Titan.
Yeah, and there's magic in Demon Slayer, too. Like, we haven't even really gotten to it yet, but Nezuko uses, like, her blood to set stuff on fire. And then the one dude, remember, they were like, he's casting a spell. Like, that's not the main body when he had all those fishes.
Right.
So we'll probably see more of that, too. So they have, like, magic and like, curses or whatever, too.
Okay. Well, that's all the
Gun Devil. I need to see him, bro. I feel like he's not really like that.
I feel like he's just, like, all I imagine is just, like, a big gun with, like, eyes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. But I think he'll just be, like, a regular-looking person. But he's just, like, behind everything. You know what I'm saying? That he gives me vibes of like he's not really dangerous, but he's dangerous because of his connections and who he knows and everything, and what he can do because like his relationships.
Right. But he also did like blow away like a whole
city. Oh, yeah, a whole town. But we don't know if that was really him or if he just like set something up to get that done. Because what, did he just send a giant bullet down the like a freaking bullet bill from Mario?
That's what I imagine, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, you know, so I don't know.
I don't know. That's exactly what I imagine, though. But that's all the internet questions I feel like are good for this week. What was your episode of the week?
Episode of the week probably would be I want to say Vinland, only because I felt like it was really like wholesome and full circle. Like I feel like the content in it was I don't want to say it was deep, but I feel like it was kind of deep.
Okay. It definitely was kind of deep. My favorite episode this week was probably... this is a tough one. I feel like it was probably Hell's Paradise this week. I think I really like the introduction of the new girl character, and then when the guy was talking to the main girl character, telling her to go home, I thought that was pretty funny. And then he got killed, I thought that was funnier. but Vinland Saga was definitely good for deeper reasons. And
we got to see him fight finally.
Yeah. Even though it definitely, I think that the fight was definitely underwhelming if you were.
But he also said Snake was like the strongest opponent he's fought, the most skilled fighter, which I thought was kind of interesting to say because he fought Thorkel. But maybe Thorkel's not skilled, he's just fucking crazy strong.
I feel like Thorkel was skilled. Wait, what did Thorfinn say?
He said, "This is the most skilled fighter I fought," about Snake.
Okay. That's kind of weird. I don't know. I feel like Thorkel's definitely...
But I mean, realistically, he was younger. But if Thorfinn had his daggers, he would have won, like, immediately.
You think so?
Bro, he, like, was in his face the whole time. And he was, like, punched past his face, like, 3 times. But, like, he has nothing in his hand. So it's just, like, you know... Because the way he hold his hand, it's like he's not really punching you, but he's like hitting like he has swords in his hands. So like the space that would be hitting you with the sword is not hitting you. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like he holds a dagger. So like what he's using to try to hit you is not there. So he's still hitting like that. Like
so
he has daggers in his hands.
He
would have been cutting
sliced him.
Yeah, he would have been sliced him a bunch of times.
Okay.
Yeah,
I see that. That's crazy that he's still that skilled, though, even though he hasn't been fighting or training.
Fighting, yeah. And then Snake was like, what monsters has he been around? Why is he so strong? Why is, like... Right. That boy, man, he got some demons, man. He got some demons. He probably killed more people than you could even count, Snake.
Honestly. Maybe Snake was overhyped.
But remember, I said I don't think he's that crazy. I said that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Thorfinn said he's the most skilled fighter he's fought, so I don't know. Maybe Thorfinn's just that crazy.
Well, let me see. Moment of the week?
Hell's Paradise. Or Heavenly Delusion. With
the hard scene?
The hard scene.
That's also my moment.
That was funny.
That was funny.
She's like, what are you doing in here? Oh, I see. He's like, what? I wasn't even doing nothing. Then they have that moment and they hug. I feel something hard. All right, come on now.
What the heck? So he was halfway done. That was funny. Animation of the week. I'd probably say Demon Slayer.
Yeah, Demon Slayer. I think Demon Slayer is going to take the cake for like every week. I'm not going to lie.
Probably. I mean, I have seen some cool animation from Heavenly Delusion, I feel like, and Hell's Paradise.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends. Right now they're fighting. Honestly, they started the fighting out pretty early in this season.
Yeah, they got right to it. They said it's only 12 episodes, though, this season.
Okay. 12 now? It's kind of lame. Not gonna ask.
I mean, you saw they got right into it. Literally, like, three episodes in, they got straight
into it. Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. Like, the upper-level demons are just like, oh, they're here. Like, right here. Which I kind of like, because I didn't like... I feel like a lot of that movie could have been cut out.
Yeah, but they did the same thing with Dragon Ball Super, remember? They did the freaking Revival of Frieza movie, and then they did the whole movie in episodes. Like, what? It makes no sense.
But yeah. Definitely Animation Week, Demon Slayer. Any predictions for next week?
No, not really.
Is Ginyu a demon? We already talked about that. But
yeah, I think he's half demon.
That was another question people were asking. Can demons reproduce?
I mean, why couldn't they?
I don't think they do.
But why not? They got reproductive organs.
I just feel like we haven't seen any proof of demons. Like,
I mean, Muzan was with a lady and a little kid.
That is true. But I thought they were like brainwashed or something. I don't know. I think you have to be under some kind of brainwash or something. Like,
but the regular person doesn't know what a demon is, like what the difference between a demon. He was literally walking in a crowd, and the only person that knew he was there was Tanjiro, and that's because he could smell him.
True. But there has to be something. Like, what? Like, why can't my husband go out in the sunlight? Or why doesn't he go out?
I mean, I'm pretty sure she probably knows. She probably don't care.
Oh, you think she's in on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's a different vibe. See, I thought that maybe he just had her under some kind of, like, mind control because she was just a front. Because, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with... Because right now, he's not even with her. He's, like, with a family.
I mean, he's in
like
his little
kid.
Thing. Oh, yeah, he is doing that, too. He is acting like a kid right now.
And he was dressed like a woman. Like, he's been acting like a lot of different people.
I don't know. He's a man. He's basically... what's his name from Naruto? Orochimaru.
Orochimaru.
That's really what he is. Orochimaru.
Because, like, so far, the only things that we've seen people, like, demons be made is, like... The one girl, Tomeo, who made her assistant a demon. It took her like several years. And then Muzan, who turns people into demons. He turns someone into demons just by like slicing.
He turned what's her name into a demon? Nezuko.
Yeah. But like, I don't know if demons reproduce necessarily. Like, the way that we have seen other demons, like at least like upper 12 demons, be able to have the power to turn people into demons.
Yeah.
Because, like, the upper... What was his name? He was upper six. Now he's upper two, I believe. He turned...
Wait, who was upper six?
The guy who with the red and black. He kind of looks like a space trooper from Dragon Ball. Like, he kind of looks like he's wearing the suit that Jiren wears. Like, the black and red.
Black and red?
And he has white hair. And he used to be upper six, and he turned the people.
Oh,
that...
the other guy. Yeah. The brother and sister. Into...
Yeah. He turned
okay,
into
okay,
demons.
Okay.
And now he's upper two, and they were upper six.
Yeah. But he became upper two because, I mean, he was just like that, too.
Well, they didn't show anything of him. They didn't show his process from going to six to two.
Yeah. But he did it faster than Akaza, because Akaza's been one longer than him.
Yeah.
And he's stronger than Akaza.
So, yeah. But, all right, that's all I got for this week. Any final thoughts this week?
Nope. I'm just kind of hungry.
I am also hungry. So, all right. This has been Week in Weaves, episode 26. If you're listening to this, make sure you like, follow, leave a rating, share. Our last episode we've gotten like a spike, like an uptick of viewership a little bit.
Oh, really?
In like the past couple weeks, yeah. So, yeah, make sure you like, subscribe, whatever, leave a rating. Peace out.
Peace.